Total Conservation Policy, Richard Mabey, Common Ground. A thing is right when it tends to preserve the integrity, stability, and beauty of the biotic community. It is wrong when it tends otherwise. Aldo Leopold, A Sand Country Almanac. As long as nature is seen as something outside ourselves, frontiered and foreign, separate, it has lost both to us and in us. John Fowles, The Tree. Foreword. This book had its origins in the wish to write a short polemical work on the state of British nature, whose declining fortunes I've observed and endured for most of my life. I quickly learned that I am constitutionally incapable of polemic, but the idea of saying something about the origins of environmentalism, its achievements and failures during the 20th century, and about the state of the British countryside has remained. Instead of pronouncing from a soapbox, I've tried to present the subject in the form of a physical journey, partly because I thought it might help to hold the reader's interest if I could evoke something of the British wildlife and British places that motivate all our efforts, alongside the more technical material about countryside history and politics. In the end, I also found that presenting the book as a personal journey closely mirrored my own evolving relationship to its subject. While I've been attached to the more than human parts of life since my earliest childhood in Buxton, Derbyshire, I have found it complicated to unravel why the state of nature in this country is as it is, but also to work out what I think and feel about this unfolding story. Progress has been slow, and the book has cost me proportionately more hard labour than any other I have written. On occasions, it has felt like a physical voyage. I should explain some of the book's limitations. There's precious little on marine conservation. I have no excuse for this except that it is a massive subject in its own right, and it has been well covered by the likes of Callum Roberts in his wonderful The Unnatural History of the Sea. He is a professor of marine conservation. I am a landlubber from Derbyshire with no special knowledge of sea life. Nor have I covered the long history of ideas dating from the early modern period and even back to classical times, which has brought us to our present engagements with nature. Even the full story of British conservation could only truly be told in a multi-volume work running to many hundreds of thousands of words. You have only to scan the fastidious volumes of Environmental History by John Scheel to appreciate this. Mine is no more than a watercolour of the full panoramic picture. I have provided an outline of the rise and work of the chief voluntary organisations, along with the 40-year fortunes of the statutory conservation body, the Nature Conservancy Council. Yet I've attempted to search the landscapes themselves and sift an almost overwhelming mass of material on these themes to find a series of fundamental interlocking truths, an understanding of which is essential to any grasp of the British countryside in the early 21st century. Finally, I should say a word more about the choice of format. For better or for worse, I am usually branded a nature writer. Whatever that means, I am committed to the literary genre in which I operate. It's a book form usually viewed as a merging of lyrical responses to nature with the political, scientific, and ethical materials that arise from our relationship with the other parts of life, a blend of the private and the public, the emotional and the technical. In an earlier book, Crow Country, I try to unite a piece of genuine natural historical research with a personal memoir in a hybridized format that I call the poetry of fact. It is in the same spirit of experimentation that I now offer this book, because Our Place is an attempt at a similar fusion between an autobiographical narrative of place and a historical exploration of how and why the British countryside has come to look as it does. I think of this book as one that operates in non-linear ways, and I describe it as a work of the ecological imagination. Chapter 1. My Place. To cast a tool of ash and hooked iron, to take care in boots at the edge of standing water, to throw from the shoulder, then heave from the lumbar spine, to clear a dike of leaf fall and slub